Purusha. This morning gave a brief class from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto. Narayan Rishi was being described as the presiding deity of Bharatvarsha, who's performing austerities in Bhadrik Ashram and teaching us people in general the importance of austerities. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada comments that the type of austerities that Narayan performed is no longer possible, but in this day and age people need to perform the austerity of chanting Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada says that yes, endeavor for self-realization should be taken very seriously, and one must perform austerity. Without austerity, there's no success in spiritual life. And it's a very important feature of Krishna consciousness for us to keep in mind, because sometimes the tendency is there to become complacent, and we want Krishna consciousness without austerity, or the wrong type of austerity. For instance, you know how popular yoga becomes, and people practice yoga, even if someone was able to actually perfect the yoga system, but still they invoked Lord Krishna's presence. But then Krishna would say, but why are you doing this type of yoga? Why are you doing this type of austerity? It's not what I've prescribed. I prescribed Sankirtan. And the yogi may say, I like this. And so, but that's exactly the problem, that you like this. It also describes there in the Bhagavatam how Narayan is showing one how to become free from false ego. So the whole idea is not what you like in terms of austerity, but what it is that the Supreme Lord likes. And if the Supreme Lord likes Yajnaya Sankirtana Paya, then that's the austerity that you should be performing. You shouldn't be performing other types of austerity. And of course, when we say chanting Hare Krishna, then everything that comes along with that, namely following the four regulative principles, we have a entire Krishna consciousness movement that's meant for not only chanting, but helping to disseminate the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, Maha Mantra. So that means deity worship, cooking, management, sweeping the floor, all of these contribute to that. And when devotees do that responsibly, in a very dedicated way, that they're sold out to doing their duty, accepting their duty, even though their minds may cause them so much difficulty, then by the performance of that austerity, one ultimately gains Krishna's favor. And as Maharaj Vrishabhdev says, Tapo Devya Putra Kajena Satam Sudyatyasya Brahma Sokyam. One's heart becomes purified by the austerity prescribed by the Lord, and ultimately Brahma Sokyam. One is able to taste the bliss of spiritual life. In other words, one goes back home, back to Godhead. So we should not shirk from difficulty. We should not shirk from the difficulty that comes from performing our duty, our prescribed duty. Neither we should pay too much attention to our mind and the different problems that our mind causes. Arjuna already brings up this problem. Chanchala himana krishna pramati balavadutam. He says that controlling the mind is more difficult than controlling the wind. Krishna doesn't argue with him. He doesn't say, oh, it's easy. It's easy for me. So it may be easy for Krishna, but it's not easy for us. And the sages that were with Lord Narayan Rishi, who is austerity personified, so it isn't easy for them to be sitting out in the cold with no fire, just kalpins, and engaged in meditation, detached from bodily necessities of life. Certainly one's mind is screaming, but still, Krishna says, avyasinata kuntina vairagirana griyate. One should practice sincerely. One should continue to practice and be detached. Be detached from what? Be detached from all the demands that the mind makes and just accept, yes, I need to continue to do this. Whatever my God-given service is, whatever responsibility I have for both chanting Hare Krishna and for getting others to chant Hare Krishna, I stick with that. Of course, that's part of, here Srila Prabhupada says, Nam Sankirtan is the austerity for this age. And that austerity is practicing it ourselves and getting others to practice it also. Unless we give Krishna consciousness to others, we're not really practicing Sankirtan as it should be practiced. So for that reason, we do Harinam, we distribute books, we distribute prasadam. All of this is meant with this idea in mind. Certainly there's difficulties. Right now I'm looking out the window. It's foggy, it's gloomy. At least either the sun would be shining or it would be snowing. Something's a little invoking the flavor of the season, but it's neither. It's what perhaps some people may think somewhat of a depressing atmosphere. Nonetheless, our business is to go out to distribute books. This is the last week before the Christmas Christmas Day comes, for which people is a very merry time. They call it Merry Christmas, they're very much inclined to purchase presents, to give presents to others. So what better present than transcendental knowledge than giving someone a Srimad Bhagavatam, a Bhagavad Gita, or one of Srila Prabhupada's books? A lot of difficulty comes with that. It's an austere activity, but you can't get Krishna consciousness without austerity. Unless one is willing to accept the physical inconvenience of austerity, one is willing to tolerate the problems that come up with the mind, to become Krishna conscious, then one is dreaming. You can't become Krishna conscious without voluntarily embracing these type of austerities. And one needs to persevere, yes. As Krishna says, avyasina kuntena vairagena grihyati. Be detached from all these inconveniences that come along. Accept them and continue to practice. And if we continue to do that, then certainly we get Krishna's grace. And ultimately, as our heart becomes cleansed, tapo devya putra kajena sattvam sudyat. Sudyat means the heart is becoming purified, and brahma sokyam. We increasingly taste transcendental pleasure as we're here, because by chanting Hare Krishna and by making others chant Hare Krishna, then we're becoming purified and enjoying Krishna consciousness. And ultimately, when we go back home, back to Godhead, and there's no austerities there. There one can enjoy life without any difficulty, without austerity. But until then, we need to do the needful. Tapo Divya, perform divine austerity. Hare Krishna.